This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison.
The president is back in Washington today to deal with the fiscal cliff. A long-term deal is unlikely at this late date. Now the hope is lawmakers can find a stopgap solution to prevent higher taxes and big spending cuts. For a look at what Americans think about these high-stakes budget issues, we turn to Attitude Check, our weekly partnership with the polling firm Gallup.
And the latest poll numbers suggest margin of error.
There is somewhat of a disconnect.
It's conventional wisdom.
Our survey said...
Gallup Editor-in-Chief Frank Newport joins us. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning.
Let's begin with the fiscal cliff. Do Americans see going over the cliff as a real threat to their own pocketbooks?
They do. There's a lot of polling which show that Americans think it will be negative for the U.S. as a whole. But in answer to your question, we did probe that and say, will this have a negative impact on your family's personal finances? And we found over 6 out of 10 Americans said yes, it would affect them negatively if the U.S. sails off the cliff on January 1st.
Now, polling also shows that Americans want leaders to find a compromise. At times, the battle over the fiscal cliff, it's often portrayed as a duel between President Obama and House Speaker John Boehner. Now, it's obviously more complicated than that, but since that is how a lot of people see it, what do your data show as far as what Americans think of the two men?
If it is a duel, President Obama is winning said duel. Okay. 54% approval rating for Obama's handling of the fiscal cliff, and that's through the weekend just prior to Christmas. John Boehner's approval rating for his handling of the fiscal cliff is down at 26%, so it's a 2-to-1 advantage for President Obama. Other polls have said, who would you blame if the agreement is not reached? And clearly the Republicans and John Boehner get more of the blame than Obama.
Now, Congress is lower than either the president or Speaker Boehner. What has the fiscal cliff debate done to America's opinion about Congress?
We actually have approval rating for Congress right now at 18%, which is miserable, but not quite as miserable as last summer when it reached 10%, which was the lowest in Gallup history. So, hey, there's a little good news there.
Now, one thing I always wonder when I hear those low approval ratings for Congress, you know, despite all the hate for Congress, it's made up primarily of people who are elected and reelected by pretty wide margins. Now, some of this is about how districts are drawn, that kind of thing. But in general, people dislike the idea of Congress, but they mostly like their own member of Congress. What's going on there?
That's true. You know, that's a fascinating phenomenon that we find in polling, not just about Congress, but Americans will say, oh, schools are terrible across the country, but I like my kid's school. We have a health care crisis, but I like my doctor. And it's absolutely right. You're absolutely correct on Congress. So there is kind of an anomaly there where Americans dislike the institution, but like the men and women that are representing them in their personal district.
Okay. Thanks, as always, for your insight. Gallup Editor-in-Chief Frank Newport.
My pleasure.